I was just telling Karen Orion that one time during festival, I can't remember which year, here, Mayapur festival, there's a big kirtan going on downstairs in the temple room. Prabhupada was upstairs in his room. And there were devotees there, some GBC men, sannyasis. And Prabhupada just sort of is keeping time to the beat, he's listening to the kirtan. And then he says, so wonderful. So we should just all stay here in Mayapur. No, all the men that are here, no reason to go back. We just stay here, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, hear Bhagavatam. What else is there to do? Well, so keep everybody stay here. And the devotees are like sitting there wide-eyed. What do you mean we're all staying here? It was really austere. What's now the wall where they have all kinds of shops? Those shops was where we stayed. On one side was the men, and the other side was the ladies. We had one very austere toilet and pump shower from the bucket. Sleep on the concrete floor. Prasadam was great, but you know, if we ate too much, which we all did, then it was inevitable that we're all getting sick. And some devotees like Jayapitaka Maharaj, who was living here, so it's Bhavananda Maharaj, nothing new, they're here anyway, but for others, it was such an austerity that, you know, going back was, it's not like now, it's not like this. And Prabhupada's going on, it's Vaikuntha. You stay in Vaikuntha, chant Hare Krishna. It's such a wonderful atmosphere. We should never leave. We should just stay here. But Prabhupada, don't you think we should go back to the Western preach and everything? Well, we've done so much preaching. Now you're here. Now you should enjoy the benefits of the preaching. So you stay. Prabhupada, what about the book distribution? We've distributed so many books. That's all right. Now we'll show what the result of reading the books and practicing Krishna consciousness. We'll chant here together, become purified, and become pure devotees. Isn't that good? Wouldn't you all like to do that? It's like, no answer. Of course, the locals, they say, oh, that's wonderful, Srila Prabhupada. And the other devotees are like panicking. And you know, Prabhupada's just keeping time to the music. And he says, well, I guess we should go back and continue the book distribution. It's like a real sigh of relief. You sure you don't want to stay here? Oh yeah, Prabhupada, we'd love to stay, but you always emphasize to us how it's so important to preach in the West, and preach in the West, chant here, it's just as important. Anyway, then obviously everybody went back, but it was, you know, Prabhupada's mood, the Vaishnava's mood, yeah. why leave? We just, it's such a wonderful being here in Mayapur. Yeah, something we really need to learn to appreciate Holy Dham and Vaishnavas Association, chanting. It's so nice that chanting, you just really sort of go on forever like that, especially being in front of Panchatattva. That's my favorite. I like chanting in front of Radhisham best, but Panchatattvas are the king. Ajino, Lambuta Bajo, Kanakai Vadato, Sankirtanai Vapitaro, Kamalaya Tuksho, Vishwambaro, Vujabudvo, Yugadharma Kalo, Vande Jagat Priyakaro, Karunaya Vataro. That's how the Chaitanya Bhagavat begins. He's saying, I offer my obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They're Ajano Lambutabhajo, their arms reach down to their knees. Ajano Lambutabhajo Kanukai Vadato Sankirtanaiva Pitaro, and they are the Pita, they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. And so, yeah, they are the king in front of them chanting. It's really, really such a wonderful, wonderful experience. And you think, yeah, where should we go? Why should we go anywhere? And when chanting becomes very, very nice, just like, Narottam Das Thakur introduced Gaur Purnima festival. That was back at the time of, yeah, Narottam, which means actually getting into one generation after Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya and associates had already passed away. So he and actually it was, I think, Srinivasacharya's idea that we hold a festival, we invite devotees. So they invited devotees. And Janava Ma also came. She was really the acharya at that time. That's sort of one example of someone being a lady, being the acharya and guru. She's like Nityananda Shakti, and so they actually had installed different day. This is in Kheturi, which is going to Bangladesh, and it's on the bank of the Padma River on the other side. And Padma River is huge, huge river. It's also Ganga. And big temple, installed deities. She would actually cook for all the men, and then she served them. And she always ate separately with the ladies, and although she was spiritually the most superior. And Narottam Das Thakur had introduced a certain style of kirtan. And this is sort of, it's something that is actually what's in our line. We're in the line of Narottam Das. And so some devotees actually learn. It's still known, the style of kirtan, and some people teach it. Anyway, he began with this beautiful kirtan, and they were doing different types of kirtan. We do Nam Sankirtan. They do also Leela Sankirtan, and Guna Sankirtan, which means that they're singing about Krishna's pastimes, or they're singing about qualities. And they were chanting and was very, very ecstatic. And then Panchatattva appeared. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they appeared amongst the devotees in the kirtan. And other associates from here, Navadvip, they all appeared there in the middle of that kirtan, were dancing and chanting along with everyone. And then after a long time, then they also disappeared, because when Lord Chaitanya appeared, the devotees became super, super ecstatic. That was the first Gaur Purnima festival, celebrating Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, and then it's continued, it's become a tradition ever since. So yes, chanting, and chanting it that way, really chanting with love, you know, draw or attract Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're already there on the altar, but then to actually become live and come off the altar and you were there in when devotees went, or I don't know, maybe you weren't, but I think you were, when devotees went to Kalna nearby. And Kalna was where Gauridas Pandit lived, and whose incarnation of Subal. And he's the incarnation of Subal, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once came, and he came there to visit with Lord Nityananda. And so he asked him, he says, "I want to have a deity of you, so can I carve a deity?" So Chaitanya said, "Yes, that's okay." So he had some stapati carve a deity of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, same size, looking just the same. And so they had, and they, Lord Chaitanya installed them. These were, I think, the first deities that were installed. So Lord Chaitanya was there, and there's deities of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda in his temple. And they were on the altar. And then after their Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda was come back here to Navadvip. And Gauridas Pandit says, "But just wait." He says, "I know that you're no different than your deities. So your deities can go, and you stay." You were there? Did you go? You didn't go. None of you then went. So the deities can go back to Navadvip, and you stay here. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay." So they turned, Gornitai turned into deities, and the deities turned into Gornitai, and they started walking away towards the boat. And then he said, "Gauridas, no, 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 no. Here you, the deities, you go, and you come back." So Lord Chaitanya came back, and they turned into deities, and the deities turned into Lord Chaitanya, and they started walking. And this started happening so many times, Gauridas Pandit, he got confused. He couldn't tell who was a deity and who was Gornitai. So finally he just said, "Okay." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they got back in the boat. And then that's just that's going down. That's downstream, Ganga. So when we leave, we go through that, and then we go back. So then they rode rocked rowed back, came back here to Navadvip. And actually, I don't think you could row against the current. Current's so strong. So what usually happened is that there were people who would pull the boat along the side of the Ganga. And that's how you go upstream. So same thing. Then, on another occasion, his disciple was named Hriday Chaitanya. And he was also associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day there was this big, huge festival going on, just, at the bank of the Ganga, which was just a short distance from the temple. And it was so ecstatic that the deities jumped off the altar and they went into the kirtan and they started dancing and singing. And so when Hriday Chaitanya saw this, he got very upset and he grabbed a stick and he went ran down to the kirtan. Because he's thinking, they're going to take off. He knew the story before. He says, they're just going to leave. So he went with his stick, and he said, get back on the altar or I'll beat you. So then the deities ran back and jumped back onto the altar, and then he quickly closed the curtains so they couldn't see the kirtan. Obviously they could hear it. So now when you go there to see the deities, they just open the curtains, they wait a few seconds and then they close them. They never have the curtains open because they're afraid that deities see some devotees they like or they hear some kirtan, they're going to jump off and run away. So yeah, sing nicely so that Panchatattva jump off the altar and they chant in the temple room. Hare Krishna. Ooh, that was long. Okay, that's it. Hungarians are going to have to listen in English as well. Jai Shri Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I remember there was, I'll just tell one story. There was one devotee, I won't say his name, one of my godbrothers. He was really sort of, he wasn't sure, you know. He understood, well, Srila Prabhupada must be liberated soul. But was he an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he had this dream where he came into the temple. Of course, Panchatattva weren't here at that time. And he came into the temple room, and where the altar was, there was there was a Shringasan, and the deity had turned into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya in full size, because the deities that were worshipped at that time are the little deities that you see, little Radha Madhava and Lord Chaitanya beside them. So the deity turned into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was sitting there, and Prabhupada was sort of standing beside him and he was fanning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like that. So the devotee was really, really amazed and was looking, seeing how Prabhupada was doing personal service. And then Prabhupada turned to him and he said, so now do you believe me? And he was just there serving Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Okay. That's it, everybody. I gotta go. put myself in order.